This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet has approved the Bharat Audyogik Vikas Yojana with an allocation of 33,660 crore rupees for developing 100 plug-and-play industrial parks in the country. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the scheme aims to develop world-class industrial infrastructure, unlocking manufacturing potential and driving the country's growth story. Mr. Vaishnav said in a significant step towards enhancing farmers' welfare and advancing the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat, the government has given the nod to minimum support price funding of over 1,718 crore rupees to the Cotton Corporation of India for cotton season 2023-24. The minister informed that the cabinet also cleared the small hydropower development scheme for the period 2026-27 to 2030-31 with an outlay of more than 2,584 crore rupees. The Lok Sabha today passed the Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2026. The legislation was moved by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. The bill seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2026-27. Before the passage of the bill, the House also approved demands for grants for 2026-27 under the control of the different ministries by applying the guillotine. These ministries include Home, Defence, External Affairs, Power, Information and Broadcasting, Consumer Affairs, Health and Civil Aviation. Earlier, the lower house also gave its nod for the demands of grants under the control of the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare for 2026-27. Replying to a discussion, Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the government is moving forward with objectives of ensuring food security, increasing farmers' income and providing nutritious food to the people.
In 2013-14, the agriculture budget was only 21,933 crore and 50 lakh rupees. But today, as this budget has been presented, it stands at 1,30,561 crore and 38 lakh rupees. This increase in the budget is unprecedented.
The Election Commission has said it has deployed over 25 lakh officials ahead of the upcoming assembly polls for violence-free, inducement-free elections in four states of Assam, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal and Union Territory of Puducherry. The poll panel has removed 11 district magistrates in West Bengal who also serve as district election officers. Earlier in the day, five Deputy Inspector General of Police ranked officers were also removed. Ahead of the Assam assembly polls, Lok Sabha MP Pradyut Bordoloi, after resigning from the Congress, joined the BJP in New Delhi today. Mr. Bordoloi, who represented the Congress from the Nagaon seat, submitted his resignation of the party's decision to field a candidate in his constituency. Polling for 126 assembly constituencies in Assam will be held in a single phase on the 9th of April. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with the Crown Prince of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah Al Khalid Al Hamad Al Mubarak Al Sabah, on the evolving situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said during their conversation, he reiterated India's condemnation of attacks on Kuwait's sovereignty and territorial integrity. They also emphasized that ensuring safe and free navigation through the Strait of Hormuz remains a foremost priority. Both sides agreed that sustained diplomatic engagement is essential for maintaining regional peace and stability. The Prime Minister thanked the Crown Prince for his continued support towards the safety and well-being of the Indian community in Kuwait. Mr. Modi also conveyed greetings to the Crown Prince of Kuwait on the upcoming Eid festival. In view of the ongoing situation in West Asia, the government has offered an additional 10% allocation of commercial liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, to all states and union territories, raising it to 30% subject to their support in the long-term transition from LPG to piped natural gas, PNG. Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, shared this information during an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi this afternoon. And with that, we end this news bulletin.